AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Get out the popcorn. It's the 2016 presidential campaign debate, Democrats division. And our Jerry Bodlander, who's in Las Vegas for tonight's matchup, says Hillary Clinton will be the candidate everybody else is aiming at.
In addition to her vote for the war in Iraq, which Lincoln Chafee says is at the center of his decision to run, Hillary Rodham Clinton will likely take some heat for changing her position on a number of issues. She recently said she opposes the Trans-Pacific Partnership. When she was Secretary of State, she supported it. And Clinton also changed her view on same-sex marriage.
She may also be asked tonight about some new clues into the vulnerability of her homebrew email server while she was Secretary of State. Our Sandy Kozell's in Washington with this.
The private email server Hillary Rodham Clinton used while Secretary of State was connected to the Internet in ways that made it more vulnerable to hackers. An Associated Press review found her server used remote access software that allowed connections directly from the Internet. Such software was the target of industry and government warnings about its security vulnerabilities. The AP found at least two other devices on Clinton's home network in New York that also were directly accessible from the Internet. Sandy Kozell, Washington.
Dutch investigators say it was a missile that destroyed Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 last year over Ukraine. They say some of the passengers may have been conscious for a minute or so as their clothes were ripped off and flying objects slammed into passengers in nearby seats. The investigators aren't saying who launched the missile, but at the time, the ground was held by rebel separatists. Six Baltimore police officers charged in connection with the death of Freddie Gray appeared in court this morning. The judge is deciding whether statements they made to investigators will be allowed at trial. This is AP Radio News. No more naked ladies in Playboy, sort of. Our Julie Walker is in New York with this.
Playboy is about to find out how many people really do read it for the articles. The magazine says as of next March, it will no longer publish photos of fully naked women. However, readers will still see women in provocative poses. In a way, Playboy may be a victim of some of the forces it helped unleash in the 1950s and 60s as part of the sexual revolution. The magazine now competes with porn in full color and high definition, widely available over the Internet. Julie Walker, New York.
A woman is suing her 12-year-old nephew in Connecticut for $127,000 for injuries she says she suffered when he leaped into her arms at his 8th birthday party a few years ago. Jennifer Connell says she fell and broke a wrist. She testified she loves her nephew but thinks he should be held accountable. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.